I've set a couple. One, I have spent my career working in the United States, and I am going to be spending a lot of time visiting our operations in China and Europe and around the globe to get very connected to those businesses. Personally, I want to make sure I keep learning. I think the CEO job is designed to insulate people from things that really happen. I want to make sure that I'm sort of out there, in the white noise and the messiness of it all. If you don't, you run the risk of becoming insulated and ineffective.
You said the job is set up to insulate the CEO. What do you mean?
Most people don't run in and tell you, "Hey, we've got a problem here," or, "I think I messed this thing up." It's human nature. Everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants the optics to all line up. I think that the truth of the matter is that if you're really going to look at it with clear eyes, there are things we do really well. There are things we're okay at. There are things we're not great at. I think I've got a classic bell curve. I think 20% of my stores are great, 60% are good, and I've got 20% where I've got some serious work to do. I know that quite clearly.
Let's talk about hiring. Walk me through what you're looking for in the interview process, your key questions.
By the time these individuals get to me, we've had a thorough sort of scan of their technical capabilities and all that. So my discussion with them is very little about technical capability and competence and very much about cultural fit. And the thing I really focus in on is, what are you passionate about? What do you really care about, and what do you do with that? And I don't care if it's coaching a basketball team or something else. I want to understand how they think about their passion.
What are you listening for?
I want to know what you've done with it, and how you feel, and what you think about, and what's the impact you've had with people.
Talk about how you run meetings.
I lose interest quickly with the endless pontification, because that drives me crazy. For the most part, I view meetings as a necessary evil, although I do enjoy our staff meetings when we get together and talk about where the business is and where we're going. I like all those elements, but the endless meeting can really get a little bit tedious for me, so I tend to want to get to the point directly.
What big picture advice do you give your kids about work?
Listen carefully, and when you're asked what you think, tell people what you think. And even if you end up on the short end of an interaction, I think you're better off in the long run for finding that voice and putting it forward.